8. Matter, Mind, and Spirit. God is spirit, but paradise is not. The material universe is always the arena wherein take place all spiritual activities. Spirit beings and spirit ascenders live and work on physical spheres of material reality. The bestowal of cosmic force, the domain of cosmic gravity, is the function of the Isle of Paradise. All original force energy proceeds from paradise, and the matter for the making of untold universes now circulates throughout the master universe in the form of a supergravity presence which constitutes the force charge of pervaded space. Whatever the transformations of force in the outlying universes, having gone out from paradise, it journeys on subject to the never-ending, ever-present, unfailing pull of the eternal isle, obediently and inherently swinging on forever around the eternal space paths of the universes. Physical energy is the one reality which is true and steadfast in its obedience to universal law. Only in the realms of creature volition has there been deviation from the divine paths and the original plans. Power and energy are the universal evidences of the stability, constancy, and eternity of the central isle of paradise. The bestowal of spirit and the spiritualization of personalities, the domain of spiritual gravity, is the realm of the eternal sun. And this spirit gravity of the sun, ever drawing all spiritual realities to himself, is just as real and absolute as the all-powerful material grasp of the Isle of Paradise. But material-minded man is naturally more familiar with the material manifestations of a physical nature than with the equally real and mighty operations of a spiritual nature, which are discerned only by the spiritual insight of the soul. As the mind of any personality in the universe becomes more spiritual, godlike, it becomes less responsive to material gravity. Reality, measured by physical gravity response, is the antithesis of reality as determined by quality of spirit content. Physical gravity action is a quantitative determiner of non-spirit energy. Spiritual gravity action is the qualitative measure of the living energy of divinity. What paradise is to the physical creation, and what the eternal sun is to the spiritual universe, the conjoint actor is to the realms of mind, the intelligent universe of material, morontial, and spiritual beings and personalities. The conjoint actor reacts to both material and spiritual realities, and therefore inherently becomes the universal minister to all intelligent beings, beings who may represent a union of both the material and spiritual phases of creation. The endowment of intelligence, the ministry to the material and the spiritual in the phenomenon of mind, is the exclusive domain of the conjoint actor, who thus becomes the partner of the spiritual mind, the essence of the Morontia mind, and the substance of the material mind of the evolutionary creatures of time. Mind is the technique whereby spirit realities become experiential to creature personalities. And in the last analysis, the unifying possibilities of even human mind, the ability to coordinate things, ideas, and values, is supermaterial. Though it is hardly possible for the mortal mind to comprehend the 7 levels of relative cosmic reality, the human intellect should be able to grasp much of the meaning of 3 functioning levels of finite reality. 1. Matter. Organized energy which is subject to linear gravity except as it is modified by motion and conditioned by mind. 2. Mind. Organized consciousness which is not wholly subject to material gravity and which becomes truly liberated when modified by spirit. 3. Spirit. The highest personal reality. True spirit is not subject to physical gravity, but eventually becomes the motivating influence of all evolving energy systems of personality dignity. The goal of existence of all personalities is spirit. Material manifestations are relative, and the cosmic mind intervenes between these universal opposites. The bestowal of mind and the ministration of spirit are the work of the associate persons of deity, the infinite spirit and the eternal sun. Total deity reality is not mind, but spirit mind. Mind-spirit unified by personality. Nevertheless, the absolutes of both the spirit and the thing converge in the person of the Universal Father. On Paradise, the three energies, physical, mindal, and spiritual, are coordinate. In the evolutionary cosmos, energy-matter is dominant except in personality, where spirit, through the mediation of mind, is striving for the mastery. Spirit is the fundamental reality of the personality experience of all creatures because God is spirit. Spirit is unchanging, and therefore, in all personality relations, it transcends both mind and matter, which are experiential variables of progressive attainment. In cosmic evolution, matter becomes a philosophic shadow cast by mind in the presence of spirit luminosity of divine enlightenment. But this does not invalidate the reality of matter energy. Mind, matter, and spirit are equally real, but they are not of equal value to personality in the attainment of divinity. Consciousness of divinity is a progressive spiritual experience. The brighter the shining of the spiritualized personality, the Father in the universe, the fragment of potential spirit personality in the individual creature, the greater the shadow cast by the intervening mind upon its material investment. In time, man's body is just as real as mind or spirit, but in death, both mind, identity, and spirit survive while the body does not. A cosmic reality can be non-existent in personality experience. And so your Greek figure of speech, the material as the shadow of the more real spirit substance, does have a philosophic significance.